in Portland is an area where there is a great deal of construction. There is much new inventory coming online and still more to come online later. The Irving Street Loft building is losing its competitive edge. It used to be a top-flight property. As an owner, I can tell you that it is slipping, and it is no longer a top-flight property. The prices per square foot have begun to fall relative to other new construction in the area, and I am very much concerned that if a carryover value is not extended for an additional 15 years, this property will fall into disrepair and will be right back where we started from. If I am in a position as an owner, first of all, the difference between a commercial property and a residential property is that in the commercial context, the owner can pass some of those additional costs through to consumers or tenants or whatever the case might be. I, as a residential owner, cannot pass any of those costs through. The buck stops with me, and I've got to pay those additional dollars. If I'm in a position to have to pay the additional tax on my unit, and if that unit has the same tax treatment as the brand new space across the street, I'm going to sell my unit and I'm going to go across the street because it's got modern amenities. Okay. The bottom line is that this building needs a new boiler. This building needs a new roof. This building has a 75-year-old freight elevator. It needs a lot of work. And without the carryover basis, those dollars that would go to special assessments to pay for that new work will instead go to property taxes, and the work will not get done, and I think the building will fall into disrepair.
Alex, we have a logistical question and an issue to bring. The Democrats have an important caucus at 10 a.m. this morning. We have this bill yet to consider, and I perceive there's many more words to be exchanged on this bill. Even understand all the import of the amendments. We have another bill before our committee that I think we can actually hear and move in the time remaining. I think what we're going to do is close the public hearing on 2270. It's the intention of the chair that we go to a work session in the future on this, but I hope with more closure than we've got evident today. But I'd also like to go ahead and finish the agenda that we have been brought to deal with this morning. So we're going to go to a hearing possible work session on House Bill 2676, and Ed Waters has the orientation for the committee.
Just going to move the bill.
Kind of. It depends on how quickly we can get through the amendment.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
We'll open the amendment. Well, I guess we're just in a public hearing on House Bill 2676.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2676A extends sunset of the employer's dependent care assistance and referral credit through December 31, 2007. It also creates a new tax credit for contributions to the child care division or to a qualified community agency for the purpose of promoting child care. And finally, it directs the child care division to develop a program for identifying qualified community agencies and for distributing monies collected for allocation to the eligible child care providers. There are -83 amendments which should be in front of you now. And these apparently make some technical corrections and streamline the mechanism for distributing collections to community agencies and to the child care providers.
Okay. Colleagues, we held a public hearing on this bill already. We are now in work session on this.
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Rice,
move the A3 amendments to 2676.
The A3 amendments have been moved on House Bill 2676. Any questions on the amendments?
Yeah, whose are they?
These were brought as a result of the public hearing, I believe, and they're brought by Ed.
I believe they're requested by Representative Fori at behest of the Child Care Division.
Okay. We have a motion to move the A3 amendments. Is there a question on the motion? Objections to the motion? No order.
Mr. Chair.
Vice Chair.
Move House Bill 2676 as amended to the floor with the defense.
The motion is to move House Bill 2676 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any questions on the motion? Objections to the motion? Hearing seeing none, so ordered. And then we need a carrier for this good bill.
Okay.
Castillo wishes
I would love
carry
to carry
the bill.
Oh, sure, carry the good one. So where were you on that tax abatement stuff?
Okay. Colleagues, I appreciate your attention on this session. We had a couple of bills moved back that we only have the opportunity to do that at least one more time because we're going to be closing this committee on Thursday. So come prepared to do the work, and we'll take up House Bill 486.
It's 46
tomorrow, or as soon as we can advertise that. I'm not sure when we'll be revisiting 2270. Again, I think there's motion that needs to take place between the parties on this bill, and we'll hope that that happens. And we're in adjournment until tomorrow morning.